Sepa Conservation Society is a global marine conservation nonprofit. Been around for 40 years, and we have ships that have been donated by supporters over the years to help us place them in areas of marine conflict. So we place the ships there in order to help various countries protect their marine resources.
Is there anything like that that's actively going on in Florida?
We had a campaign just recently. It was a land campaign where the Fish and Wildlife Commission were wanting to open up the endangered Goliath groupers for a trophy hunt call, or however you want to call it. And we have chapters all over the world. And we have a chapter here in Florida and Tampa that covers the majority of Florida. We also have one in Jacksonville. We came together and worked with other groups trying to protect the Goliath grouper and went to the FWC meeting, presented the science we had uncovered, and were able to stop the harvest of the Goliath groupers at this time.
This Saturday is Hands Across the Sand. Remind our listeners what it is and what it'll look like and why you're doing it.
Hands Across the Sand is a global event. I actually organized the one for Clearwater Beach. They are held all over the world on beaches and waterways. And basically what we are doing is we're joining hands as communities to prevent oil drilling and seismic testing in our cases. As you know, this administration is talking about opening up offshore drilling and seismic testing. And seismic testing is the process they go through to find the oil that they want to drill. Seismic testing kills and strands many, many marine mammals. So we want to prevent that, as well as we know with drilling that it's not the safest form of energy. So we are joining hands and telling our legislature and our government that we don't want this happening off of our shores. It's gone on for many years here on Clearwater Beach. This is the second event for this. We will have various representatives. Senator Bill Nelson will come and speak. And of course, our mayor will come because our goal is to protect marine life, our oceans, our beaches, our property values, and not have any of these things taking place off of our shores.
But Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke keeps insisting that there will not be drilling off of Florida.
Well, actually, the governor said there will not be, but Ryan Zinke actually said that everywhere is open. We have not had any conclusive statement made that there will not be any offshore drilling or seismic testing.
Besides Clearwater, where else in the Tampa Bay area can people go to join Hands Across the Sand?
They can go to Indian Rocks Beach. There is actually a website, Hands Across the Sand. It will show a map, and they can click on any areas. There's multiple locations in Florida, and then, of course, South Carolina. But in Florida, there's our area, there is Key West, there is Miami, Treasure Island. On the East Coast, Jacksonville, of course, Daytona Beach, New Smyrna Beach. So there's definitely multiple areas that people can join in. And then they come and they will do a beach cleanup in advance of the actual hand-holding portion. There'll be people that actually come in for the event, and then there'll be beachgoers that are already here that will join in. Last year was our first event, and this year it appears that the turnout will be significantly higher.
What time and where on Clearwater Beach?
The beach cleanup starts at 10:30, and it's going to be located right at 4 Rockaway Street on Clearwater Beach, which is actually the public parking lot between Frenchie's and the Palm Pavilion restaurant. And then, of course, we'll gather down by the shoreline. Everyone speaking will start speaking around 11:30, and then the hand-holding takes place at noon around the world.